Microsoft's largest purchase ever is for a gaming company. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Microsoft announced plans this week to buy game developer and publisher Activision Blizzard, known for games like World of Warcraft and Overwatch, for an all-cash deal worth almost $69 billion. Both companies are big players in the gaming market. Microsoft makes the Xbox, meaning the massive deal is likely to attract scrutiny from antitrust regulators, even as Activision Blizzard continues to face allegations of sexual harassment and discrimination. I spoke with Dina Bass, Seattle bureau chief and technology reporter for Bloomberg News, to get a sense of Microsoft's strategy.
The transaction, if it can get regulatory approval, would catapult Microsoft to the position of world's number three global gaming company, behind Tencent and Sony, which is Microsoft's key video game console rival. So that's one very important reason. Another one is mobile gaming. Activision Blizzard owns King, which makes Candy Crush, you know, one of the most popular mobile games of all time. Mm-hmm. Microsoft, on the other hand, despite being in gaming for, you know, about three decades, has next to no presence in mobile gaming. And I spoke to Phil Spencer, who heads up Microsoft's Xbox division and was promoted to be CEO of Microsoft Gaming. And he said to me, quote, "We all know that the number one gaming device on the planet today is mobile phones."
Microsoft owns Xbox. So does this acquisition change whether Sony PlayStation users might be able to start playing Blizzard games?
Yet to be determined. I heard today from a source that Microsoft is going to want to continue having content and games for Sony PlayStation, but that they will, of course, look at some exclusives for Xbox in order to have this sort of deal advantage their platform. However, you know, if we can take past as potential precedent, Microsoft has already acquired the storied video game company Bethesda and its parent company ZeniMax Media. Their publisher of games like The Elder Scrolls, Doom, and Fallout. That was done because Bethesda had those deals with Sony beforehand. And Microsoft has said they will continue supporting some Bethesda games on Sony, but they are also now starting to release Bethesda games, which will be Xbox exclusives. The challenge for Microsoft is they're paying a lot of money for this deal. If they don't continue to put very popular games like Call of Duty, for example, out for Sony PlayStation, automatically you slash a significant amount of the value of the deal because a decent chunk of Activision's revenue comes from Sony PlayStation games. So that's a balance that they will have to strike. How do they privilege Xbox, bring people to Xbox who maybe hadn't been Xbox gamers before by having these exclusive games, but at the same time continue to make a lot of money selling Sony PlayStation games?
How closely do you think antitrust regulators are going to be scrutinizing this potential deal specifically, given that Microsoft and Activision Blizzard sort of sit in these unique spaces in the gaming industry?
Look, any deal of this size is going to get a significant look. What is this going to mean for competition? Is it going to disadvantage anyone? Is it going to disadvantage players? Another interesting regulatory battle that comes to play is the issue of the iOS App Store. Microsoft has been very vocally unhappy with Apple and to some extent also with Google because of the tax that they take on games that are sold through the App Store. And Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella mentioned that one of his motivations for this deal is to get his gaming empire to be big enough that gamers will come to it directly, bypassing Apple.
Activision Blizzard has had so many stories coming out about sexual harassment and hostile work environment. What does this deal mean for any potential reforms happening there?
You have to bear in mind the deal is not going to close until 2023. So Microsoft cannot exert significant influence. They cannot run Activision. They cannot do anything until that point. Nadella told investors, quote, "We recognize that after the close, we will have significant work to do in order to continue to build a culture where everyone can do their best work." So they know that this is a challenge, even though they're encouraged by what Activision is doing already. They know that that's an issue. Now, one issue, since some of these allegations deal directly with Activision CEO Bobby Kotick, is what happens to Kotick. Mm-hmm. Microsoft said today in their press release that he will continue to serve as CEO. However, it was made clear to me by a source that what Microsoft means by that is he will continue to serve as Activision CEO only until the deal closes. And he's expected to step down after that. And these issues, to be clear, are, you know, very likely what made Activision a target. And this is, you know, everything that's gone on has potentially been the thing that put them in play, because it was going to be harder, given all of that, for Kotick to continue, for the company to continue to grow in the way that it wanted.
Dina Bass is the Seattle Bureau Chief for Bloomberg News. And now for some related links. Dina has been sacrificing quite a bit of sleep to cover this story, so we will, of course, have a link to her story on our website, marketplacetech.org. My colleague Amanda Peacher also covered this story, digging a bit more into what this move means for Microsoft. We'll have a link to that as well. And for a detailed look back at what's been happening with the widespread allegations of sexual harassment and discrimination at Activision Blizzard, the gaming news site Kotaku has a collection of stories to get you up to speed. Finally, in an interesting bit of timing, on Tuesday, the same day this Microsoft Activision Blizzard news broke, the federal government's two big antitrust enforcement agencies began a process to rewrite regulatory guidelines for big mergers. The Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice are seeking public comment on how to modernize rules around mergers, especially, as CNBC highlights, in areas where existing regulations might underemphasize or neglect types of competition not tied to prices, like maybe around issues like privacy or innovation, or being able to play your game across platforms. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.